You don't know what you got till it's gone. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Like other parts of the country, Seattle has suffered from the slowing economy, but it didn't hit home until Starbucks announced it would cut 1,000 jobs and close 600 cafes. Not only that, but 7 of the doomed cafes are right here in the city. The worst coffee crisis to hit Seattle since they took the nipples off the Starbucks logo. It was like they'd amputated a leg from the Space Needle. You see, where in other cities people might smell of perfume or sweat, here we smell of Pike Place Roast. It embeds itself in your clothing. It's how we recognize strangers. They just don't smell right. And yet Seattle has had a love-hate relationship with Starbucks. The first few were okay, but then they took the nipples off the logo, started expanding and forcing out the independent coffee shops, and became just another corporate spawn. That's why Starbucks windows were prime targets in the WTO riots. And yet now, look at this. I met a woman from Seattle's anti-corporate, countercultural 15th Avenue neighborhood who had collected over 1,200 petition signatures to keep the 15th Avenue Starbucks open as an irreplaceable neighborhood refuge, almost as if it were a threatened wetland, even though there's another Starbucks all of 739 feet away. Yes, even when you have a love-hate relationship with the business, to have it taken from you stings. That's what's been happening in America. Coffee, fast food, gas, free baggage checking. As they slowly disappear, we'll wax nostalgic about things we never thought we'd miss, even if they were corporate spawn. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.